Emmanuel Miller, he's a content and marketing manager at Honest Reporting. He joins us on the line right now. What a bizarre, bizarre take on the events. How are you, Emmanuel?
It really is. Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Okay, what does this tell us about the Washington Post? Have they lost the plot?
Well, I wouldn't say lost the plot, but I'd say as somebody who was a journalist myself, I can understand that a journalist will sometimes write multiple versions of a headline, which is actually what happened here. They wrote three different versions. The first one was a bit too nice, and then the second one, the first one was a bit too nasty on him, some would say, so then they tried to be too nice, and they come up with this austere religious scholar at helm of Islamic State, dies at 48. That's how they described him. And for that, they got absolutely lampooned. And if you go around on Twitter, you'll see some really funny comments about this. One person who got 34,000 favorites or likes on Twitter got for this comment: Adolf Hitler, passionate community planner and dynamic public speaker, dies at 56.
Oh, wow. And
you have other people making fun of it. You have Saddam Hussein, successful politician, oil baron, and noted tough boss, dead at 69. And my favorite, Lord Vader, fearless leader who brought peace to the galaxy, dies at 45. People have had a lot of fun with this. But if we're to be absolutely serious, there's a real issue here. And I think it's born of a deep moral confusion. So I wouldn't say necessarily lost the plot, but I'd say sometimes people are so averse to offending people that they don't know how to just call out terrorism for what it is. And as Israelis, we've seen that happening for a long time. So we've seen, for example, and Jews, not just Israelis. So there was a terror attack in a Brussels Jewish museum. And the AFP, a French wire service, opened up the text of one of their reports. It says, the trial opened Thursday of a, quote, very polite Frenchman accused of shooting four people dead. So why on earth they thought to describe him first as a very polite Frenchman rather than a bloodthirsty terrorist is beyond me. And you have another quote from the Daily Mail in Britain. The Palestinian father who was blown clean from his home. This Palestinian father was actually
really
a Hamas policeman, correct. So, and his house was targeted, and he was described as a father, or a Palestinian father. And so we made a video and we've put that out there and we've gathered some examples, and that's beginning some traction online on Twitter. So you can head to Honest Reporting on Twitter or on Facebook or on YouTube. And you can see the video that we put together. But you know, it's not the first time. And in fact, there's been many times when the journalists will tend to put the two groups of people together. They'll put the victim and the perpetrator together. And they'll go and say how many people died. But they won't go and say that one of the people died is a terrorist.
Yes.
Rather than calling out their actual identity. This might be somewhat new to people in America and around the world. But this has been going on for years.
Absolutely incredible. So what was the response by the Washington Post? I mean, did they say anything about their headline, or did they just change it?
Yeah, they've changed it. They've issued a trite correction. But it's something that, you know, to be honest, everybody's noticed it. And they can't really avoid the egg, you know, eggs on their face.
Big eggs on their face. Thank you very, very much. Emmanuel, lovely to speak to you. And we look forward to speaking to you again. Thank you so much.
Have a lovely day.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.